Welcome to Zichru Dasi Money Mem of Avram Goldar, and today we're Masechus Nazir, Daf Test, the second pair of Harini Nazir. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, the second pair begins. If one said Harini Nazir mina grogros mina dvela, I'm a Nazir from dried figs or from pressed figs, neither of which are forbidden by Naziris, Beis Shammai say he becomes a Nazir, and Beis Hillel says he does not. The Gemara asks why Beis Shammai would consider this a valid declaration of Naziris, and after the first suggestion is rejected, the Gemara explains that Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Meir, who says, a person does not express his words for nothing. Therefore, since his declaration at face value would be meaningless, we reinterpret it as a declaration to be a nazir, followed by an attempt to retract by adding from figs. Although an immediate retraction would normally be effective, Beis Shammai's opinion is ein she'ila behektish. There is no annulment for hektish declarations, and the same applies to a nazir since the Torah describes it with the word kadosh, so no retraction is possible. The Gemara adds that Beis Hillel holds like Rabbi Shimon, who holds that an invalid declaration is not reinterpreted to be valid. Two more versions of the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are recorded in our Mishnah and a Braisa. Point number two, the Gemara brings a Mishnah from Menachos, which states, Ha'omer, Hare Alai Mincha, Havi Minasa Orim, one who says, it's upon me to bring a Mincha from barley, which must be brought from wheat, Yavi Minachitim, he must bring one from wheat. Three more similar examples are brought. Rabbi Shimon exempts him from bringing anything, so he's nadav kaderech misnadvim, because he did not donate in the way of donors. He holds that since the neder is meaningless as is, because one cannot vow to bring a mincha of barley, it's invalid and not reinterpreted. The Gemara asks who the Tanakama is who obligates the vower in a normal mincha. Chizki initially explains that it's Beis Shammai who said that a declaration of a naziris from figs, which is equally meaningless, nevertheless renders him a nazir. Here too, we would interpret his declaration as a neder to bring an ordinary mincha, followed by an attempt at retraction, which is in effect by hektish, according to Beis Shammai. And point number three, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Chizki and says that the Tanakama can agree with Beis Hillel. The cases where the vower said afterward, Ilo hayisi yodei she'ein nodrin kach, when the darti kach el kach, if I would have known that one cannot vow like that, meaning a mincha from barley, I would not have vowed like that way, rather like this, meaning from wheat, which is the correct neder. This plausible explanation is accepted, and his neder is thus valid. In our Mishnah, however, even if he subsequently explains that he thought that Naziris prohibits figs, he's not believed, and the declaration is disregarded, according to Beis Hillel. The Gemara continues that Chizki as well, who had explained the Mishnah, only according to Beis Shammai, later retracted and explained the Mishnah as Rabbi Yochanan does. He was bothered why the Mishnah taught a case where he vowed a mincha of barley, which is a conceivable error, since there are menachos which are brought from barley, and not a case of lentils. From this he inferred that the Tanakhama's reason is because the vower may have made a mistake, as Rabbi Yochanan explained. So once again, the three points are number one. The second pair begins. If one said, Harini nazir min hagrogros min hadvela, I'm a nazir from dried figs or from pressed figs, neither of which are forbidden by naziris, Beis Shammai say he becomes a nazir, and Beis Hillel say he does not. The Gemara asks why Beis Shammai would consider this a valid declaration of naziris, and after the first suggestion is rejected, the Gemara explains that Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Meir, who says, Ein adam mosi dvar v'levatala, a person does not express his words for nothing. Therefore, since his declaration at face value would be meaningless, we reinterpret it as a declaration to be a nazir, followed by an attempt to retract by adding from figs. Although an immediate retraction would normally be effective, Beis Shammai's opinion is ein she'ila behektish. There is no annulment for hektish declarations, and the same applies to a nazir since the Torah describes it with the word kadosh, so no retraction is possible. The Gemara adds that Beis Hillel holds like Rabbi Shimon, who holds that an invalid declaration is not reinterpreted to be valid. Two more versions of the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are recorded in our Mishnah and a Braisa. Point number two, the Gemara brings a Mishnah from Menachos, which states, Ha'omer, Hare Alai Mincha, Havi Minasa Orim, one who says, it's upon me to bring a mincha from barley, which must be brought from wheat, Yavi Minachitim, he must bring one from wheat. Three more similar examples are brought. Rabbi Shimon exempts him from bringing anything, so he's nadav kaderech misnadvim, because he did not donate in the way of donors. He holds that since the neder is meaningless as is, because one cannot vow to bring a mincha of barley, it's invalid and not reinterpreted. The Gemara asks who the Tanakama is who obligates the vower in a normal mincha. Chizki initially explains that it's Beis Shammai who said that a declaration of a naziris from figs, which is equally meaningless, nevertheless renders him a nazir. Here too, we would interpret his declaration as a neder to bring an ordinary mincha, followed by an attempt at retraction, which is in effect by hektish, according to Beis Shammai. And point number three, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Chizki and says that the Tanakama can agree with Beis Hillel. The cases where the vower said afterward, Ilo hayisi yodei she'ein nodrin kach, If I would have known that one cannot vow like that, meaning a minchah from barley, I would not have vowed like that way, rather like this, meaning from wheat, which is the correct nether. This plausible explanation is accepted, and his nether is thus valid. In our Mishnah, however, even if he subsequently explains that he thought that Naziris prohibits figs, he's not believed, and the declaration is disregarded, according to Beis Hillel. The Gemara continues that Chizki as well, who had explained the Mishnah, only according to Beis Shammai, later retracted and explained the Mishnah as Rabbi Yochanan does. He was bothered why the Mishnah taught a case where he vowed a mincha of barley, which is a conceivable error, since there are menachos which are brought from barley, and not a case of lentils. From this he inferred that the Tanakhama's reason is because the vower may have made a mistake, as Rabbi Yochanan explained. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Tes, and our standard Siman is a teapot, because teapot has a T sound, and a Tes sort of looks like a teapot. So here goes. The old lady with the long gray hair is sipping tea and bragging to her friends that she's a Nazira from dried figs, was outdone by her friend who said she had vowed to bring a mincha from barley. And when she was informed of her mistake, said if she had known, she would have vowed to bring a mincha from wheat. So once again in slow motion, the old lady with the long gray hair is sipping tea, that must be on Daf Tes, teapot. The old lady with the long gray hair is sipping tea and bragging to her friends that she is a Nazira from dried figs, which reminds us, if one said, Harini Nazir min Agrogos min Hadvela, I'm a Nazir from dried figs or from pressed figs, neither of which are forbidden by Naziris, Beis Shammai say he becomes a Nazir, and Beis Hillel say he does not. The Gemara asks why Beis Shammai would consider this a valid declaration of Naziris, and explains that Beis Shammai hold like Rabbi Meir, who says, Ein adam motzi dvar v'levatala, a person does not express his words for nothing. Therefore, since his declaration at face value would be meaningless, we reinterpret it as a declaration to be a nazir, followed by an attempt to retract by adding from figs. So the old lady with the long gray hair sipping tea and bragging to her friends that she's a nazira from dried figs was outdone by her friend who said she had vowed to bring a mincha from barley, which reminds us, Gemara brings a mission from Menachos, which states, if one says, Hari alai mincha lahavi mina saorim, it's upon me to bring a mincha from barley, which must be brought from wheat, yavi mina chitim, he must bring one from wheat. Rabbi Shimon exempts him from bringing anything, so he's nadiv kederech hamitznadvim, because he did not donate in the way of donors. He holds that since the neder is meaningless as is, because one cannot vow to bring a mincha of barley, it's invalid and not reinterpreted. The Gemara asks who the Tanakhama is who obligates the vower in a normal mincha. Chizki initially explains that it's Beis Shammai who said that a declaration of Naziris from figs, which is equally meaningless, nevertheless renders him a Nazir. So the old lady with the long gray hair sipping tea and bragging to her friends that she's a Nazira from dried figs was outdone by her friend who said she had vowed to bring a mincha from barley. And when she was informed of her mistake, said, if she had known, she would have vowed to bring a mincha from wheat. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Chizki and says that the Tanakhama can agree with Beis Hillel. The cases where the vower said afterwards, Ilu hayisi yodea she'ein nodrin kach, unatati kach el kach. If I would have known that one cannot vow like that, meaning bringing a mincha from barley, I would not have vowed like that way, rather like this, meaning from wheat, which is the correct neder. This plausible explanation is accepted, and his neder is thus valid. So once again, the old lady with the long gray hair sipping tea and bragging to her friends that she's a Nazira from dried figs was outdone by her friend who said she had vowed to bring a mincha from barley. And when she was informed of her mistake, said if she had known, she would have vowed to bring a mincha from wheat. All right, so now it's time for a four blah back chazara. Daf hay. So the symbol daf hay is hay or a bale of hay. So here goes. The Nazir prince and the Kohanim sitting on a hairy bale of hay. Hairy bale of hay. That must mean we're on daf hay. The Nazir prince and the Kohanim sitting on a hairy bale of hay and getting their heavy hair cut after 30 days, which reminds us we have a machlokes regarding how frequently Avshalom trimmed his hair. Was it every 12 months or every 30 days because of COVID, heaviness like Kohanim, or every Friday? So the Nazir prince and the Kohanim sitting on a hairy bale of hay and getting their heavy hair cut after 30 days, debated whether the length of a stam naziris is 29 or 30 days, which reminds us, we have a machlokes regarding the length of a standard unspecified naziris. Rav Masna says it's 30 days, learned from the pasuk kadosh yeh, with the gematria of yeh being 30. And Bar Pada says it's 29 days, learned from the 29 times the Torah says different forms of the term nazir. So the nazir prince and the kohanim sitting on a hairy bale of hay and getting their heavy hair cut after 30 days, debated whether the length of a stam naziris is 29 or 30 days after they watched the nazir get his hair cut on the 31st day, which reminds us the Gemara brings a challenge to Bar Padah, since the Mishnah says that shaving is on the 31st day, and a challenge to Rav Masna, since shaving on the 30th day is valid. Daf Vav. So the Zimmer Daf Vav is a sword. So here goes. The Nazir who took the sword. Sword? That must mean we're on Daf Vav. The Nazir who took the sword with the hairy handle to shave off his hair on the 30th day before he began his next period of Nazirus, which reminds us, the Mishnah say that if one accepted two consecutive Nazirus terms and was supposed to shave for the first term on the 31st day and the second on the 61st day and instead shaved on the 30th, it is valid, and he shaves for the second Nazirus on the 60th day, which is the 31st, beginning from the day he shaved. The Gemara explains that this is not a steer to Rav Masna, since he holds Mixus a Yom Kukul, part of the day counts as a full day, and the Mishnah is coming to teach that this principle applies even with a case of two consecutive Nazirus terms, that the 30th day can be counted both as the final day of the first term and the first day of the second term. So the Nazir who took the sword with the hairy handle to shave off his hair on the 30th day before he began his next period of Nazirus was distraught when he was informed that he had become Tamei that day, which reminds us. The Mishnah teaches that if a Nazir became Tamei on the 30th day of Nazirus, so serves the goal, he forfeits the entire term and must begin again after completing the Tahara process. This only applies if he became Tamei during the Nazirus term, but not after. This Mishnah seems to disprove Bar Padah, who holds that Nazirus is only 29 days, and the Tumah thus occurred after the Nazirus term ended. Bar Padah responds by presenting the opposing opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that he forfeits only 7 days, which means he is postponed until he becomes Tahor, but does not forfeit any actual days. We see that Rabbi Eliezer holds that his Nazirus is finished before the 30th day, and we should assume the Rabbanan agree on this point, but they consider the rabbinically added 30th day to be part of his Nazirus term, and Tumah then causes forfeiture of his entire term. So the Nazir who took the sword with his hairy handle to shave off his hair on the 30th day before he began his next period of Nazirus was distraught when he was informed that he had become Tamei that day and shredded with his hairy sword his plan to be a Nazir for 100 days lest he become Tamei on the last day. Which reminds us, the Mishnah teaches that if a Nazir of 100 days became Tamei on the 100th day, the Tanna Kamma says he forfeits the entire 100 days, and Rabbi Eliezer says he only forfeits 30 days. Rabbi Eliezer darshans the pasuk, Zos Torah San Nazbi Yom Melos Yemei Nizro. This is the law of the Nazir on the day of his completion of his Nazirus, which teaches, Nitma B'yom Melos, 10 Lo Torah's Nazir. If he became Tamei on the day of completion, give him the law of his standard Nazir. There is a special dispensation given for Tumah on the final day that he only must begin a 30-day Nazirus and not his entire term. Dav Zayin. So the Simmer Dav Zayin is a clay Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The man shooting hairy bolts from his gun, that must be more Dav Zayin, clay Zayin, gun. The man shooting hairy bolts from his gun at a globe as he proclaimed, I'm a Nazir until the end of the world, which reminds us, if one said, Harni Nazir Akas Gadol, Harni Nazir Akas Katana, I'm a Nazir for a great Nazirus, I'm a Nazir for a minor Nazirus, Afil Mikan Bad Silva Olam Nazir Shoshim Yom, or even if he said, from here until the end of the world, he's a Nazir for 30 days. So the man shooting hairy bolts from his gun at a globe as he proclaimed, I'm a Nazir until the end of the world, and almost hit his nemesis, who declared he's a Nazir like the hairs on his head, who would shave himself every 30 days while ducking behind the globe. Which reminds the Gemara teaches the difference between one who says he's a Nazir mikan v'ad makom ploni, and I'm a Nazir like the dust of the earth, like the hair on my head. Days of a journey, which can be counted, are understood to mean the length of a single Nazirus. Dust and hair on the head, which cannot practically be counted, so the duration of Nazirus cannot be determined, is understood to be innumerable standard Nazirus terms. So the man shooting hairy bolts from his gun at a globe as he proclaimed, I'm a Nazir until the end of the world, and almost hit his nemesis, who declared he's a Nazir like the hairs on his head, who would shave himself every 30 days while ducking behind the globe, was distracted by a man who declared loudly, I'm a Nazir for 30 days and 1 hour. Which reminds us, the Mishnah teaches, if one said, Harni Nazir Shoshim Yom B'Sha'achas, I'm a Nazir for 30 days and 1 hour, Nazir Shoshim Echod Yom She'ein Nazirus L'Shaos, he's a Nazir for 31 days, because Nazirus is not measured in hours, only days. So it's ruled the same way as one who declared himself a Nazir for 31 days. Rav said that this only holds true if he said, I'm a Nazir for 31 days. But if he said, Shloshim Yom B'Yom Echod, 30 days, and 1 day, he's a Nazir for 2 full terms. Dav Ches. So the Simmer Dav Ches is a challah, and we often use a baker. So here goes. The baker who found a hair in his challah, baker, challah, that must mean we're on Dav Ches, challah. The baker who found a hair in his challah on top of a box and proclaimed, I'm a nazir for a box full, which reminds us. One who says, I'm a nazir for a house full or for a box full, bodkino. So we ask him about his intent. Im amar akriz gadol nazar din nazir lamin yom. If he says, I vowed one large naziris, he's a nazir for 30 days, and his intent was to express the difficulty of the naziris. Im amar stam nazarti. And if he said, I vowed naziris without specific intent, but meant for the words to be interpreted naturally, we see the box as if it's full of mustard seeds, and he is a nazir all his days. So the baker who found a hair in his challah on top of a box and proclaimed, I'm nazir for a box full, learned that the box might have been filled with challah rolls or poppy seeds, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, instead of measuring a box full in terms of mustard seeds, let us be makel and view it as it's filled with gourds or melons, which is a finite amount, and being countable would affect a single naziris from the number of days parallel to the box full of gourds. Chizkiya answered, our Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Shimon, who holds, Adam machnis atzmo ledavish esveko chamer mevadai. A person will bring himself to a circumstance whose status of doubt is more stringent than its certainty. So the baker found a hair in his chal on top of a box and proclaimed, I am nazir for a box full, learned that the box might have been filled with chal rolls or poppy seeds, and realized that due to a stringent ruling regarding a safek, he may have just committed himself to a lifelong naziris. Which reminds us, the Gemara explains that Rebbe Yehuda holds like Rebbe, who said in a Mishnah about a naziris, like the hair on my head, that he does not observe perpetually repeating terms. Rather, he observes a single naziris term lasting his lifetime and may never cut his hair. Here, too, the mustard seed interpretation would engender a single lifelong naziris. And since naziris has definitely taken effect, Rebbe Yehuda would agree to rule stringently. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which depth do you learn? If one said, I'm a nazir like the hairs on my head, he has endless naziris terms since hair cannot practically be counted as opposed to days, which can. That's on Daf Zion. Good. Number 2. Which Daf do we have a machlokas? How frequently Avshalom trimmed his hair? That's on Daf Hey. Good. Number 3. Which Daf do we learn that one who says, I'm nazir for a box will be determined if he had specific intent? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number 4. Which daf to be machos beisham beisivul, whether one who says that they are a nazir from dried figs becomes a nazir or not? That's on daf. Test. Good. Number 5. Which daf to be machos remir the chachami, if one who says, hare alai tziparin, an obligation of birds is upon me, is a nazir or not? That's on daf. Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that we believe someone who said, if I would have known that one cannot vow a mincha from barley, I would have vowed the correct way from wheat? That's on daf. Task. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have a machokas if a person is machnis atzmo ledavar, shesveiko chamor mevadai, whether a person will bring himself to a circumstance whose status of doubt is more stringent than its certainty, and perhaps the box is filled with gourds instead of mustard seeds? That's on daf. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you want? If one said, I'm a nazir from here until the end of the world, he is a nazir for only 30 days. That's on daf. Zion. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we machos? Whether one who says, it's upon me to bring a mincha from barley, is chayv to bring a mincha from wheat. That's on daf. Test. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do you want? If one says, I'm a nazir for 30 days and 1 hour, he's a nazir for 31 days. That's on daf. Zion. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldner Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.